This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden will go to the U.S. Hawaiian island of Maui next week to look over the wildfire damage.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government. The
government has already sent a mobile morgue with coroners and pathologists and technicians to help with the grim task of sorting through the remains. Lithuania has decided to temporarily close two of its six checkpoints with Belarus amid growing tensions with Belarus, an ally of Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government says the two crossings will be closed, with traffic diverted to the Medininkai border checkpoint, which is the largest of Lithuania's six. The decision comes as Lithuanians grow increasingly worried about the presence of Russia-linked Wagner Group mercenaries in Belarus. Officers performing border control checks will be directed to other points. Lithuania has been a strong backer of Ukraine and a place of refuge in recent years for many who have fled an authoritarian crackdown in neighboring Belarus and increased repression in Russia.
Russia's lunar spacecraft, the Luna 25, entered the moon's orbit on Wednesday, a major step toward the country's ambition of being the first to land on the moon's south pole. Luna 25 will circle the moon for about 5 days, then try to make a soft landing on the pole and search for frozen water. While that is happening, Russia launched another attack on Ukraine's Odessa region amid the grain deal having fallen apart and the attack aimed at grain facilities. Ukraine said Wednesday, nonetheless, a container ship left the Black Sea port of Odessa despite Moscow's threat to target shipping after it pulled out of that deal. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Muslim men set fire to four churches and vandalized a cemetery during a rampage in eastern Pakistan on Wednesday after a Christian family was accused of blasphemy. The attacks broke out in Faisalabad after the Christian family was accused of desecrating a Quran. A district government official told the news agency AFP that there is a standoff between police and crowds, and the crowds are not backing down. Blasphemy is a sensitive issue in Muslim-majority Pakistan, where anyone deemed to have insulted Islam or Islamic figures can face the death penalty. Germany's cabinet set to approve a plan to liberalize rules on cannabis, setting the scene for the European Union's most populous member to decriminalize possession of limited amounts and allow members of cannabis clubs to buy the substance for recreational purposes. The approval, expected on Wednesday, is the first step of a two-part plan that will still need the approval of Parliament, but it's a stride forward for the prominent reform project of the Chancellor and his socially liberal coalition, though significantly short of the government's original ambitions. The health minister's most recent public proposal foresees legalizing possession of up to 25 grams of cannabis for recreational purposes. New hope from new research aimed at saving human life. Scientists are using animal organs in people. Details on what seems to be a breakthrough from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Surgeons transplanted a pig's kidney into a brain-dead man, and for over a month, it's worked normally. This is a critical step toward an operation the New York team hopes to eventually try in living patients. The latest experiment, announced by NYU Langone Health, marks the longest a pig kidney has functioned in a person, albeit a deceased one, and it's not over. Researchers are set to track the kidney's performance for a second month. Dr. Robert Montgomery is with NYU Langone Health.
I think it's given everybody a real renewed sense that this is going to be our reality in the future, and it's going to be great.
The woman who donated her brother's body for the experiment says she struggled with the decision, but she says 57-year-old Mo Miller of upstate New York liked helping others. He's going to be in the medical book, she said, and he will live on forever. I'm Rita Foley.
England, going to its first Women's World Cup, beating Australia today, will face Spain this Sunday. More information on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.